Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shami Arla Daf Zayin, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah of Anochi Shinata Vechulu, and the Vilcher's Daf is right at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basab Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As the Mishnah told us that if a guy planted a tree, it's Chayv and Arla. Here we have another case. Tony was taught in a Brisa, Gosha Herkiv Ilan Machal, Agabi Ilan Srak. If a non Jew grafted a branch from an Ilan Machal, from a fruit bearing tree, onto a non fruit bearing tree, onto an Ilan Srak, and it grew fruit, Aval Pisha Enishal or Shailasus Kane, even though Yid is not allowed to do this, because this is the Isser of grafting min b'she'en amino. It's two different minim. Nonetheless, chayv ba'arla. It's still chayv in arla. Now, the chiddush in this is that it's not like yaldashis of chabzkena, a young branch that was connected to an old tree. There, this kena was chayv, but then passed the three-year mark, so the new branch is like the parent tree where it also passed the 3 years. But we can't say this with an ilan srak. Now, we just ask, from when does he have to start counting arla, meaning when does the three-year count start? And the answer is, mishasin tiyasai, from when it was planted, meaning from when the parent tree, the Ilan Srak, was planted, that's when the Arla starts. So let's say the Ilan Srak was planted last year, and this is already its second year of growth. This graft is considered to be in the second year of Arla, not its first. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish clarifies, this is only in regards to trees that could have the Isra of Arla if one thinks about it. Kagan, for example, Charuvei Tzalmonim, Charuvei Giduda, these two different types of trees that do bear fruit. However, for the most part, the fruit is not eaten. So if the parent tree was this, or we're considering it an Ilan Srak, the reason why the graft onto this tree would be chayv in arla is because this tree itself, the parent tree, could be chayv in arla if he decides that he wants the fruit. Aval rava, but in regards to an arava tree, a willow that doesn't produce any fruit, it's a 100% ilan srak, kinotu ba'aret, so then when the graft is connected to it, it's as if it's being planted in the ground because there's no difference between this ilan srak and the ground itself. Neither of them bear fruit. Here we have machlekes though. Rabbi Yechon says, afilu arava, even if he grafted onto a rava tree, still we count the years of arla from when the tree was planted, not from when the graft was made. Ask more, hold on a second. But today we have a Mishnah. One is not allowed to plant something in the ground. He's not allowed to layer. We're not discussing what that is now. And he's not allowed to be markiv. He's not allowed to graft a branch onto another tree. It was within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. And that's because since only after 30 days it fully takes root or fully takes hold, it's considered like that's when it was planted, which means it's considered like he's planting it on Shemitah, which we know is Aser. If he did do so, he has to uproot it. Now, that's Rav Shimon Lakish, du pasar la by Rava, nicha. According to Rav Lakish, who had said that we start counting the years of Arla with a graft as if it happened right now, meaning we start from the beginning, that's talking about when it's grafted to an Arava tree, so this didn't make sense. Namely, when the Mishnah says that we're not allowed to graft within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it means you're not allowed to graft a branch into an Arava tree, because it's like you're planting it in the ground. But that's Rav Yechon and Duamar, according to Rav Yechon, who had said, afilu Arava, that even when you graft a branch onto an Arava tree, you're going to start counting the years of Arla based off of when the tree was planted, not when the graft was made, lamali yakar. So why in this halacha in regards to Shemitah does it have to be uprooted? Even if he grafted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's not like he's planting it in the ground, it's just like he's connecting it to this tree, and so what iser could there possibly be? It's not like he's doing anything wrong on Shemitah. And the answer is that no, shanyahi, this case is different, shehein misachen b'shvias. It's because it connects, it takes hold, it gets fully bound on Shemitah. In other words, arla and shvias are different. The 3 years of arla start when planting it in the ground, whereas this din of shvias applies to grafting as well, because the same way that it's usher to graft on Shvias, and that has nothing to do with planting in the ground, it just has to do with some sort of benefit happening to a tree on Shemitah, even though, again, you're not planting something in the ground, so it's also usher to graft before Shemitah if it's going to take hold on Shemitah, and therefore this is answered even in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara's Ayin Beis Tav continues, V'haida Amrda, so which Brisa is it that we could learn from? Something similar, if a person plants layers or grafts 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Lashana Shlema, it's considered a full year of the plant's growth, Umotel Kaim Beshvias, and if Shemitah's the next year, he's allowed to keep it growing. Whereas Pashim Shlashim Mufnei Rosh Hashanah, if he planted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, Loy also Lashana Shlema, it's not considered a full year of Asr Lakaim Beshvias, and he's not allowed to keep it on Shemitah. Aval Amru, however they said, that even if this was done more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so you're allowed to leave it on Shemitah, Paris Nitiyazu, the Paris of this planting, Asrum Ad Chamisha Asr Beshvat, they're still Asr to be eaten until the 15th of Shvat. Meaning, when you count 3 years down the line, you can't eat those fruits because it's not considered like a full 3 years has passed. You have to really count the 3 years from Tu B'Shvat and not from Rosh Hashanah. And it's from this breast that we could ask a question, because according to Rish Lakish, like we had explained before, that when grafting it into an Arava, it's in that situation, it's considered like we're planting it in the ground. So here we have this differentiation between doing it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we're always going to count from when the tree itself was planted, not from when the graft took place. So why should it make a difference if it took place within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah or before that. So Tani Rabbi Shaya Onya, Rabbi Shaya Onya taught, less kan markiv, actually the proper girsa is not to have the word markiv, not to discuss harkav over here, the graft, and therefore wouldn't have any issues. Now Omar Rabbi Mari, he explains, afilik Rabbi Shimon Lakish, even according to Rish Lakish, less kan markiv, we're not gyrus harkav over here, because l'sha'avar, when Rish Lakish said this din of harkava, that's only bidiyavid, or in the past, meaning if you already did it, habetchila, lahi b'lechatchila, you're not allowed to do so. Now the last din of our Mishnah, where we had said, if a person plants on a ship, it's also going to be chayv in Arla. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chakula says, b'shem Chizkiyah, haneteya ba'atus she'enei nakov. If a person plants a tree, even if it was in a non-perforated flower pot, chayv ba'arla. It's chayv in Arla. We know that when it comes to meiser, it's different. If a person plants in a perforated flower pot, so it has holes in it, it's considered like it's getting its nourishment directly from the ground. The thing is growing in this atus nakov is chayv in trumas ha'maisres. But if it was planted in atus she'enei nakov, so it doesn't have any holes, it can't be considered like it's getting nourishment from the ground, and it's not going to be chayv in trumas ma'aser. The chiddush over here is that when he plants a tree in a atus she'enei nakov, even though there's no holes, it's chayv in arla. Now Rabbi Yossi Amar, he explains, why is this? That's because the roots of the tree are just going to break right through it. They're not going to be contained by the vessel, so it's like it's getting its nourishment from the ground. And Rabbi Yonah Mapik Lishna, Rabbi Yonah said this in a slightly different lashon, but basically the same thing. You think that an earthenware kli is able to withstand the roots of a tree? Obviously not, and therefore it's considered like it's atus she'enei nakov. And Rabbi Yonah just asked the following question. Not by the last, let's say he planted a gourd in this very same flower pot. Do we say that since it's considered like this flower pot has holes due to the fact there's a tree planted here, is it also considered like it has holes in regards to the zera, in regards to this delas, and this delas would be chayv in truma meiser? Or maybe we don't say that, and this question's unanswered. We continue just a little bit more. Let's say a tree was planted inside a house and there's a roof over the house, chayv ba'arla, it's still chayv in arla. However, patur now meiser is patur from meiser. Why is that? Because the pasuk says aser to aser is called tvuah zarecha hayotzei hasadeh. You only take off meiser from that which grows from a sadeh, and since this is growing in a house, it's not chayv in meiser, but it's still chayv in arla, and that's based off the pasuk that we had quoted previously, as it says unetatem kol etz machol, and unetatem included all sorts of planting. However, ubeshvias tzricha, in regards to shmita, that we have a question. Because on one hand, the pasuk says v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos l'Hashem, and the land shall rest as a shabbos for Hashem, and that's mashma that even if something's planted in the house, there's a problem with shmita because it is planted in the ground. Whereas Uksiv, a different pasuk says sadcha l'sizra v'charmcha l'sizmar, that your sadeh or kerem aren't allowed to be planted or trimmed, and that's mashma that isra is only outside, not inside a house. And this question also remains unanswered. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.